Hi there, it's Michelle Martin Dobbins. Welcome to the Beginning Alchemist's Guide to Manifesting, 5 easy steps to start creating more magic in your life. And one of the reasons I say start creating more magic is you're already creating magic, whether you know it or not. There are beautiful, wonderful things happening in your world, and guess what? Focusing on them is going to bring more. But let's go ahead and dive in to a little bit. If you're new to alchemy or and or the law of attraction, I'm going to share a little bit with you about what alchemy is. Some of the definitions of alchemy. Google defines alchemy as the medieval forerunner of chemistry based on the supposed transformation of matter. It was concerned primarily with attempts to convert base metals into gold or to find a universal elixir. And that was kind of the elixir of life that would keep you alive forever. And while it's true that alchemy was a forerunner to chemistry, it was not primarily concerned with converting lead into gold. That's what you'll see. You'll see the old scientist-looking people over the their experiments and stirring the hot metals, but they were really more concerned with transforming the leaden parts of themselves into metaphorical gold, changing themselves into better, more spiritual people. Now, I am not going to lie, there are some people who just really wanted to create gold, but most of those were kind of the more fake alchemists that the true alchemist didn't want to share their work with, and many of the analogies were used in their writings, and it was coded language to keep the lay people from deciphering their hard-won discoveries. And so that's what some of the people kind of got the wrong idea about alchemy. But this was because alchemists knew that if a person of a lower vibration, someone without the appropriate mindset, was working with these concepts, they would not get good results. And this the main reason of this is one of the big differences between alchemy and chemistry was the intent of the practitioner. In alchemy, the practitioner plays a big role in the outcome of any experiment. In chemistry, it's believed that any person can get the same result if they follow the same experimental procedure. I mean, that's what science is based on. You follow the same steps, you get the same results. It's a controlled outcome. But alchemists believed that the outcome was influenced by the vibration of the person, and they guarded their experiments and they didn't let others see or touch them because they didn't want the vibrations of their experiments to be changed, especially when they were doing physical experiments. So, a little more about alchemy. One of my favorite short definitions of alchemy found in Dennis William Hock's Complete Idiot's Guide to Alchemy is the art of transformation. You're trying to transform yourself, your core, your higher self, your true essence is pure joy and love, and that's what we're trying to connect with using alchemy. We're trying to transform the raw materials in your life as it is into who you really are, the life that you were meant to live. Manifesting is fun. I mean, it's fun to create things, to see new things in your life, but the main goal is to connect with your true self. And when you do that, good is going to come flooding into your life. All kinds of fun manifestations come along with that. So, how is alchemy different from LOA or the law of attraction? Most people who are reading this have probably heard of the law of attraction. It's been really popularized lately, and they're definitely related. The law of attraction is part of alchemy, but not all of alchemy. Alchemy focuses on transforming and distilling to the true essence. If they're working on plant alchemy, they're trying to get all the way down to that true vibration or essence in that plant, and they will burn the plant, grind the plant, dilute the plant with water, and go until they get just the very, very essence. And that's what you're kind of working on is getting to your core essence, which we've talked about is joy and love, and all good things. Everybody at their essence is wonderful. To get the best success with the law of attraction, you need alchemy. That's my personal bias. In one of my books that I wrote, Personal Alchemy, which you can find on Amazon, I go really deeply into that because I believe that you need to raise your vibration and focus on getting in touch with your true self to get really good results in the law of attraction. Can you attract without focusing on your personal vibration? Yes, you can. But I find that you get a deeper soul satisfaction and really attract things that you desire on a deeper level when you focus on alchemy first. Okay, so 5 steps to manifest with alchemy. Step one, raise your vibration. Step two, enjoy or be okay with what is. Step three, focus on what you want. Step four, relax and let the universe work out the details. That can be a tricky one. And step five, gratitude or appreciation. Okay, so now we're going to go through each of those steps in order. The first one is to raise your vibration. So, how do we do that? First, you want to feel your feelings. All your feelings are good. If you're happy, if you're sad, if you're mad, if you're tired, whatever, don't make your feelings bad. Feel your feelings. And if they're of a lower vibration, once you feel them, you're going to have them rise naturally. Take feel-good action. Once you've felt your feelings and you feel inspired to call someone or to go for a walk or to do some work or whatever comes up to you that feels good, do that. Also, I like to have a daily love list, and this is doing something for myself lovingly every day. And I try to do more than just one thing. And it can be things that you already do, done with that intention of love. When you like, when I take a shower in the morning, before I take a shower, I dry brush my body. Afterwards, I put on lotion. And when I do that, I talk inside my head lovingly to my body, thank my body. And that becomes part of my daily love list. It doesn't add any extra time to my routine. But it changes my vibration because of my intention and because of what's going on inside me as I'm doing the tasks. Service to others is a really another great way to raise your vibration. Even visualizing others' happiness or taking inspired action, giving gifts, doing acts of service can really raise your vibration. And I have a free Revamp Your Vibe in 5 minutes e-kit that can be downloaded. There's the site. You can also find it on Daily Alchemy. You can get to the link. It is a free little kit that walks you through how to raise your vibration and kind of get all that moving. So, on to the next step. Enjoy or be okay with what is. Sometimes this can be tricky if you're not in a place where you're happy. But when you are in a low vibration, it's really hard to manifest something you want. We're always manifesting in our life, but if you're not believing good things can come to you, it's kind of tricky to get them or to hold on to them. So if you keep on focusing on what is wrong, you keep getting more of that. So what you want to do is look at what is right in your life or the situation that you want to change in this moment. Examples, the general goodness of your life. If you're listening to this, I'm assuming you have internet. I'm assuming that you more than likely have a warm shelter in with that you live in, or cool, as the case may be, during the time of the year, a comfortable place to live. You probably have running water. You probably have pretty good food to eat. You probably have some social connections and people that you care about. Sometimes when we're looking to improve our lives, we discount all the things that are already good and wonderful. That's not what we want to do. We really want to take the juice from those things and realize, oh, how wonderful and good our life is. Sometimes when I want to kind of get myself back into remembering that, I'll think about when I'm eating my food, just how much went into that food. Now, I do like to grow my own food, but I don't do that much. I have tomatoes, berries, a few things. But a lot of times I get my food from the grocery store. So I think about the fact that that store operator is there. There are people working in the store. There are people growing the food. There are, the truckers who take the food, the people who pick the food. I mean, there are just so many people and things involved in getting me this food. And I just delight in the fact that there are so many choices. And so many easy ways to get healthy food. And that hasn't always been the case in our world. So it's lovely, it's wonderful, and it's a great way to raise your vibration. Sometimes I think the same about running water because I love having nice warm water to take a shower with. And I am very thankful that I do not have to go pump that water and bring it to me, and that it's, I am lucky to live in a place where it's pretty abundant. And then sometimes we have to look at what's good about something that we may not necessarily want. What is good about a spouse that you want to leave? How have they supported you through the years? What were good things that you enjoyed with them? What are some of their best qualities? These exist. Even if you're not happy in the relationship now, look at what is good about them currently, and what was good about the relationship, and what is good about the relationship. Not now, if you're in a case where you're being abused or you're in fear for your life, definitely get out of that situation. But do, in most cases, there is good that you can see. And focusing on that doesn't mean that you have to stay. In fact, if you're meant to leave, it will help you leave, but it'll help you leave and have it be a smooth transition. Same thing about a job that you hate. I've seen people who put love into a job that they hate and do it wonderfully, and it helps them lead them to a new job, or their boss sees that, hey, they may need a raise, may need a promotion, or someone else comes by where you are. And they see that, this person has these qualities that we want. I've heard of people who working in a Starbucks just because of their personality were hired for other jobs. So look at what's wonderful in the work that you're doing right now, and just really soak that up, and it can lead you to a new job. It's not going to get you stuck where you don't want to be. Same thing about a house. What's wonderful about this house? What has served you about this house? What has brought you joy from in this house? These are things that sometimes we're afraid to look at the good in things that we're wanting to move on from because we think that will keep us stuck there, but really it does help us move on. So do everything you can to enjoy what is going on right now, or at the least, just being okay with it. Then we want to focus on what we want. Many times we focus on the lack of what we want instead of what we want. We worry about not having money instead of focusing on the feeling of having abundance and having money. And if it's too hard to feel good about getting what you want, then focus on other aspects of your life that are good. And get in the high vibration that way, because worrying is a low vibration. So do stay away from it when you can, but if that feeling comes up, feel it and let it go. But definitely focus on what you want and the feeling of having it, not the feeling of wanting it. If you're having problem focusing, some of the things you can try are mantras. And mantras are just repeated statements, and sometimes you can Google mantras, and you'll find a lot of Hindu mantras, Buddhist mantras, some of them in other languages. Sometimes it kind of helps you focus without worrying about what you're saying. Affirmations are I am statements. I am happy. I'm filled with joy. I am abundant. Good things are coming my way. When you repeat these over and over, your subconscious mind hears them, and it also keeps your brain busy from a lot of negative self-talk. Vision or dream boards are taking pictures of what you want and putting them in places where you're going to see them. I even like to do them on my computer screen. Some people make really artistic, beautiful ones that they post on their wall. However lights you up is perfect for you. Pray rain journals or scripting is writing or saying out loud how you want things to be in present tense so that it's, you're already in the moment, you're already experiencing it, and you're writing out what happened or what is happening. Even though it hasn't happened yet, you're telling that story, you're bringing it to life. Visualization is just taking that time to see inside your mind what you want to happen as if it were happening. And there are other techniques you can use. These are some of the main ones that people use. And anything that gets you focused on what you want and the feeling of having what you want. If you want some support around learning different manifesting techniques in detail, you can check out my Magical Life Manifesting Club. There's a link to it. And every month we focus on either a different technique or a different area of life, and you get some materials to play with, some audios, some videos, some PDFs that you can play with, and then we have a Facebook group that supports your growth in those areas. So, next is we relax and we let the universe work out the details. It is not your job to figure out the hows. It is your job to line up your energy, raise your vibration as much as possible, and enjoy life as much as possible, and take inspired action when you feel guided. Other than that, don't work so hard. Don't try to figure it out. Just follow the steps and relax. If you need to take action, take inspired action. Don't take fearful action. Fearful action doesn't have that high vibration, but when you're doing these steps and you get to feeling good and feeling the feeling of having what you want, and say you feel like, oh, yeah, I can feel that new relationship coming, and then you feel inspired to go to a party or go to lunch with a friend, that might be when you meet that new person, but do it from that happy, inspired place. Don't do this the scared, fearful action, because the universe has your back, and I just believe that we're loved and supported, and good things are wanting to come to us. So what we really need to do is focus on relaxing. And the last step, appreciation and gratitude, can also be the first step. They're so important. They could be their own course. So don't wait until you manifest something until to work on appreciation. As we talked about before, when you're enjoying and being okay with what is, you already have lots of wonderful things in your life, and the universe likes that you notice. Remember, what you focus on, you get more of. So if you focus on what you're grateful for, you'll get more to be grateful for. Pretty cool how that works, huh? So the most important thing is that you must actually feel grateful. Like if you're making a list of things that you think you should feel grateful for, but you don't feel that feeling, it's not going to raise your vibration as much, and it's not going to really help you get into that manifesting place. But you can always start by doing that. You can start by listing things and then really feel the feeling of how wonderful it is to have those items or experiences in your life. So I also like to do a practice called raving, where I just like, oh, and we do this at my family dinner table. What can we rave about today? What was wonderful today? Sometimes we just talk about the weather or the fact that, it's nice outside and we can swim and we got to hang out with our friends today, and tomorrow we're going to the zoo. And we just try to focus on whatever is wonderful and good. And I find that a really fun practice to do with my kids, especially we go around the dinner table, and a lot of times We go around once and then somebody else thinks of something else, and it just raises everybody's vibration to share it. And then you just keep following the steps. Every time you raise your vibration, you're going to keep going deeper with your manifesting, and it just keeps following an upward spiral. So if you follow these steps one by one, don't worry about the outcome as much as possible, and just aim for feeling good. Everything else is going to follow. Don't make it hard work. Just relax, enjoy. And here are a few more resources that I can share with you. My website, dailyalchemy.com, has blog posts and lots of links to freebies to support you. The Adventures in Alchemy podcasts are on iTunes and Stitcher and YouTube, SoundCloud. I'm going to fix this for the printout for you guys, but it's off a little bit, but I will, on your PDF, you should be able to get the links. And I have free manifesting planners. You can also come to my Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest. I try to put as many free resources, uplifting quotes, and everything I can to support you in raising your vibration. So there is also a little workbook here that will walk you step by step through all these five steps for anything that you want to work on, and you can print it out multiple times and do it for different areas that you're working on, different things that you want to manifest. And so I would, if you want to stop by my website or my Facebook page, Twitter, let me know how you're doing with this. If you have any questions, you have any problems, I would be glad to help you out. So good luck and happy manifesting.